Welcome to Loud and Lifted, the podcast that's all about women who show up, lift each other up, and dare to do things differently. Today's guest is swinging big and not just on the golf course. I'm so excited to welcome Jamie Mowry, co-founder of She Said Golf, a fast-growing community that's not just about playing the game, but about changing it. Jamie and her sister Julie grew up around golf, but like many women, didn't always feel like it was a place for them. Now they're rewriting the narrative one tee at a time. She Said Golf isn't about scorecards and swing speeds. It's about confidence, connection, and creating a space where women feel welcome, supported, and inspired to try something new. It's about saying yes to the challenges, the awkwardness, the learning curve, and most importantly, to yourself and all it takes to place in a fun and inclusive environment. In addition, Jamie is the owner and founder of Anthem Marketing Group, where they provide strategic branding, social media, and web design. This episode is a hole-in-one for anyone who believes in the power of bringing women together and community. Let's get loud and lifted with the fearless and fun Jamie Mowry. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi.
That I promise I won't use any more like silly golf lingo, but
oh, I loved it. That was so good.
Thank you so much for being here. And as I was saying to you earlier, when I started Loud and Lifted, you were on my short list of guests that I had to have on the podcast because you're doing what I talk about. You're bringing women together and lifting them up and supporting them in a big way and in a fun way. So thank you for doing that. And let's dig into how you even got started with She Said Golf.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having me. And I love how you just said doing in a fun way. I think we forget that fun is like the goal of life. And we're just, you know, if we can make money and, you know, have fun doing it, it's just amazing. So I'm so glad that you said that because I do really think that we started with fun in mind. We, as you mentioned, my sister and I grew up around golf, our dad, our mom, our brother, and we would go out and golf with them and we would do lessons when we were younger, but it was always just us and a bunch of boys. All of our friends were playing field hockey and softball, and we naturally just wanted to do what the rest of our friends were doing. But then when we got into the corporate world, as I know you understand, yes, and a lot of women here understand, is golf is kind of a big deal around corporate. A lot of scrambles, a lot of tournaments, a lot of work goes down on the golf course. And my sister and I started getting invited to a lot of those tournaments because they knew that we golfed. But then we started hearing from other women like, hey, I would love to learn. I'm always left out of my company's golf. And I want to do it too. Like, how do you learn? And we didn't have a solution for them because unless you're a member at a club, there's really no opportunity to go learn golf, and you're not just going to go buy hundreds of dollars worth of clubs, right, and outfits and go get lessons unless you decide if you even like it or not. So we really just kind of said, you know, something about my sister and I is we're just doers. We're just activators. We come up with an idea and we think, you know, like, let's try it out. You know, if it doesn't work, it's okay, but let's just see the interest. And we planned our very first She Said Golf event in May of 2023, and it was just a range meetup. We just met at Liberty Forge. They have a great driving range there. We just invited women that we knew. I think we posted about it maybe once or twice, and we had like over 80 women join us.
On the first event.
First event.
That's amazing.
We had one pro come to kind of help, but we were just – we had nothing official. We just said like, hey, if you want to learn how to golf, come meet us and we're going to just do our best at trying to get you into it. Right. And so when we saw that turnout, we were like, oh, wow, like this is a need. There is a missing link here of women, you know, wanting to get involved. Maybe their husband plays, their boyfriend plays, but they just have never been introduced to it. So that's really how we got started with it, is just kind of seeing that there was a need out there and deciding, hey, let's just do something and see if it works.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so right. I mean, that whole story resonates with me. When I was working in corporate, there were all of these golf outings and you either were working or you went to the golf, yeah, outing. So I'm like, wait, I should learn how to golf. I'm athletic. How hard can it be? And then the first time you pick up a club, you're like, oh, okay, this is not something I'm just going to be great at. And, you know, a few times at the driving range. And that intimidated me because I didn't want to go out and suck and look horrible, especially around a bunch of men who knew what they were doing. So having a place like that, it didn't exist when I first started golfing, but I would have been, I probably would be better than I am nowadays.
But that's the thing. It's not even about being good. What we've seen when we've been out on the golf course and we're the only women is a lot of the men are bad too.
True.
You know, I think we just have this mindset of like, oh, if we're bad, we don't belong. And that's crazy. I mean, you never do something once and expect to be good at it, right?
Like you
have to practice, you have to go out and try. And the thing about these scrambles and these tournaments is you don't have to be good to play in them. I mean, a scramble is, you know, you hit the best, whoever's ball was best, you go up and go from there. So I think it's more of like feeling the confidence to just go out there and do it because you know the rules. You know what clubs to hit. You know not to step on someone's line. Like that kind of stuff is what we're really trying to help women with, because at the end of the day, men shank the ball too. Men have awful shots. You know, it's really
But it's, your point, it's the confidence. And I still say this, and I've been golfing for how many years, is my goal was just not to suck and be embarrassing. Like I don't have to be great. I want to hit the ball every once in a while, solid at least, but and let's not be embarrassing. That was my bar.
Say, like, you know, they'd rather play with someone who might not be able to hit the ball that well, but they at least like know how to keep pace of play. They pick up the ball and just move on. They're fun. They're, you know, like that's what people care about. They don't really care if you hit a ball 207 yards. They care if like you kind of understand the concept of golf. Yeah.
Keep a good pace and have fun.
Exactly.
That's what I bring.
Some drinks.
Right. Exactly. It's definitely the fun part of that for sure.
Yeah.
So for those who aren't familiar, tell a little bit more, what does She Said Golf all entail?
Yeah. So we now do probably 50 events a year, and they all range from range meetups. So we try to do a range meetup once a month. We just had our first one of the year last week, which was great. So that entails really showing up to the range. If you don't have clubs, we bring clubs. So that's not an issue. You get unlimited balls. We all hang out underneath the bays. We get a drink. They have food there. We have a couple pros that come to help with your swing. And you really just, it's a great opportunity to just meet women who are also interested in golf. It's super low pressure. And then we do clinics, which is really helpful because we'll, you know, do different specific ones, like an intro to golf clinic or a more intermediate clinic, clinics just about like getting it out of the sand. Like we just try to do some nice basic clinics to help. And that's great for all levels, you know, even if you've been golfing for a couple of years, it's so great. And then we do some scrambles throughout the year. So Betsy, I know you've joined us.
Yes, the last two.
Yes, we do one at the end of the year, which is like a really fun theme. We get whole sponsors and then we give part of the proceeds to Girls on the Run because we really feel a connection with what they do for young women and what we're doing for older women. As kind of, you know, a similar concept of just like instilling confidence. So that's where we're at right now in terms of She Said Golf. We're just in Central PA, but our reach has expanded through social media, which has been really fun, you know, posting there and getting some you know, some followers from all over the country.
So what you're saying is we need to make this a national thing.
I think so.
Absolutely. No, and I think to the point about meeting people, because when I first started golfing, I didn't know any other women who were golfing, or if they did, I didn't know that they were. So once you start seeing people post or at events, I'm like, oh, wait, you golf? Let's go out.
Yes.
So it gave me someone to golf with, because the only poor person who was golfing with me is my husband, which he's patient and didn't care, you know. So it was just having that connection to other people, like, hey, we're kind of on the same level-ish. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go out some Saturday and hit nine.
Honestly, Julie and I started it out of selfish reasons because we didn't have any friends that golfed. We were like, there has to be more women out there that can golf or at least are interested. So really, that's kind of how it started, was like, let's find other women to golf.
Yeah. And let's talk about the vibe, because you're explaining this all very nicely, but if someone checks out your Instagram, they'll quickly get the vibe. But talk about the vibe when you come to these meetups.
Yeah. So Julie and I have played in so many scrambles, so many tournaments, and they are kind of blah, right? I mean, they're just like kind of the same thing over and over again. And yes, most of them go towards some type of nonprofit and there's, you know, a meaning behind it, which is wonderful, but it just seems like they're all kind of the same. And Julie and I were like, let's create a scramble that's totally different. That is actually fun to play in. It's funny because a lot of times people say women are slow golfers. And we have played in scrambles where it's all men and they take 6 hours to play.
Right. Everything has to be perfect.
Yeah. Our scrambles are opposite. We like honestly really care about pace of play. We're like, hey, not playing well, pick up your ball. None of us are going into the LPGA. We're not playing for money, you know, like let's just keep it fun. So yeah, our scrambles are definitely fun. They are play music, have drinks, hit your ball. If it goes 5 feet, pick it up, cheer people on. Like I'm such a big cheerleader at golf. And it's funny when I do play with men, they're like, oh, like I'm like, amazing, great hit. And they're
<You're> like, supportive.
And they're like, so yeah, our first one was a Barbie scramble. Our one last year was the tea hall. It was a rodeo. We had line dancing. We talking about supporting other women, we really try to bring other women businesses in. So even like at our last range meetup, we had a young girl who's 18 that started like a bracelet company. So she came and was doing custom bracelets. So we really do try to bring as many women together as possible. Even if you have no association with golf, we've really tried to, you know, let everybody kind of join in.
You really know how to throw a party and make a theme. I mean, everything I've been to is just so well done that like, oh, right, I'm here to golf, but also this is yes. So fun. We can all just hang out and meet people. And, you know, while part of it's intended to be that obviously social, but also the business piece, like I've met people that, you know, have certain connections within the market. You're like, oh, wait, I need somebody to do this. I know I met this woman at She's Head Golf. So it is professional besides the super fun social part.
Yes. I think that's something Julie and I realized right away was the women that were attending our events were really wonderful women, regardless of golf. Like they were realtors, they were financial advisors, they were in the insurance industry, they owned their own businesses. Some were stay-at-home moms who had just raised their kids and now were looking for things to do, you know, outside of that. So we kind of thought right away, like, this is a huge opportunity for people to get to know each other. We just had our first trip. We did our first She Said Golf trip over Masters weekend. We went down to Dewey Beach, Delaware. We wanted to plan something where it was close enough to still drive. However, we had women that flew in from Michigan.
Oh my gosh.
Florida. We had women from Maryland that had never attended anything She Said Golf. So even that was huge. That's so cool. Of like reaching people and, you know, talking about the vibe, they were able to see our vibe from Instagram and know like, oh, okay, we're going to have fun or we're going to fit in, you know, just kind of by seeing that. But we had a group of girls there that all lived in the same neighborhood in Mechanicsburg, but never knew each other.
Oh, geez. Oh, that's funny.
And they met there and they were like, oh my gosh, you live on whatever street. And they're like, yeah. And all now they're like hanging out.
Oh my gosh.
They're already done dinner together. And I'm like, that is the freaking goal at the end of the day is like that. People that live down the street from each other are now meeting because of She Said Golf.
That's so awesome. And any event that I've attended to, obviously there's a bunch of women, but it feels so inclusive. There isn't, I mean, sure, there's groups of people who may know each other, but it doesn't feel clicky. There's nobody sitting or standing by themselves like awkwardly in a social situation. Nope. Everybody's just so warm and welcoming, even if you don't know anybody to go and show up. So the fact that you've been able to build this community that's so authentic and real and like for real supportive. You're right. The amount of cheering that goes on during a scramble.
Yeah.
Maybe not like on the regular golf days, but it is so supportive. And you're right. Somebody has a great shot. You're so proud of your friend or person you just met.
Yeah. Well, because people will say to me, like, oh, are you good at golf? And I'm like, sometimes.
Right.
You know, like it's not really something like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good. No, like some days I'm good. Some days I can't hit the ball. Just like everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yeah. Everyone's and I'm so glad you said that about the inclusivity because I think there are groups that say they empower women or they are, you know, all about bringing women together. But we grew up with a father who would make us sit at different tables at family functions, you know, like we yep. would go to Thanksgiving and maybe want to sit together. And my dad would be like, go sit with your cousin who you haven't seen in a while. Or we would go to, you know, an event with him for work. And he would say like, okay, go mingle. Don't hang out with me. You know, like this is your opportunity. And I really think that that comes across when it, you know, when it comes to our events is we really are there to like meet people and to talk to people and to, you know, learn people's names. And, you know, that quote, like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Like, I think all of our women, they show up, which I'm so proud of them for, because that in itself is hard to, you know, you sign up one day and you're like, oh, I'm so excited. And then the day comes and all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, do I really have the social battery? But, you know, we have women, I think because they have showed up to our events alone that they get it. And so mm-hmm. now they're like our She Said Golf ambassadors. Like they walk right up to people when they That's can awesome. Tell that they're new and they're like, hey, what's your name? Have you been golfing? Like what, you know, they really start to try to get to know them. And I think that really is such a big part of it. Cause we've all walked into events Absolutely. Where it's like awkward, you know, you walk in sure. and no one's saying hi and no one's, and we pretty much do the opposite of that. We're like, hello, hi, what's your name?
No, you're so right. And that's that whole, when you're getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, and that is any part of your life and social. Yes. And I get it. Some people are more extroverted. I'm super extroverted. I have no issue walking into a room and not knowing anybody. I'll find yep. someone to talk to. But putting yourself out there, going to these events. Oh, and then by the way, picking up a golf club that maybe you've never done yep. before. You're just getting people outside yeah. their comfort zone, which to me ultimately just helps you grow.
Yes.
And especially
oh
talking to new people. Kim said that on our second episode. And she's right. She would yell at us in corporate events if we were sitting with our coworkers, like go yeah. talk to somebody you don't know, put yourself yes. out there, and you never know where those relationships were going to go from yeah. in the future.
And we all are like 2 degrees of separation or whatever that saying is. Like you can always find something to talk about or someone that knows somebody. And you know, it's funny, I consider myself introverted, which really? I don't think anyone else would
not
consider.
Think
I know, but I'm super creative. I'm very like, I get energy from being alone. Where my sister Julie, she's extremely extroverted and she gets energy from being with people.
Yep.
So I just think it's honestly just like the mindset you put yourself in. Like if you come to one of our events and meet one person, that's a win. You know, you don't have to walk in and try to meet everybody. Even if you come to one of our events, meet one person and find out how that you were gripping the club wrong and now you know how to grip it right and now you can hit the ball better. Like we have women that say, oh my gosh, I came to the range meetup and one of the pros totally, all he did was like tell me to move my wrist one way
one
and now
thing.
I'm hitting the ball so well, you know? So it's even if you just get like an ounce, and we keep all of our events extremely affordable. We're just so big on that because the whole point of She Said Golf was to make it accessible for everybody. You know, not everybody, especially in today's day and age, if a lot of women are single, a lot of women, you know, aren't married with a husband that might normally get that country club membership. Or they might not want to spend the $1,000 a month it costs to be a member. So sure. we're just like, you should be able to learn golf and go golf places without having to be a member at a club. So we try to keep it extremely accessible for everybody to join.
That's a great point. So has anything surprised you about this community that you've built?
Surprised me. You know, I think that when we are younger, we have so many opportunities where we're jumping into new things, right? Like we are learning sports and it's easy because we're just so ingrained. We're learning new subjects. We're in new classes and we're just so used to the newness of learning things. And I think as we get older, we get really stuck in, okay, this is what I'm comfortable at. You know, this is my thing. And there's this quote that I love that says like, what you love, even if you left it, it will welcome you back. So I always think like I used to sing. I can still go sing. Like there's no reason I need to stop just because I haven't done it in a while. And I think a lot of people think of that when it comes to something like golf. Like a lot of women say, oh, I used to play, or when I was younger, I played. Well, come try again, you know? And I think we just get so stuck in you know, just doing the same things in the routine. And I think you had said earlier, like, it just starts to get you out of your comfort zone. And the way that trickles down into other aspects of life is huge. So that part has surprised me. Like, I'll see women, they'll come to some She Said Golf stuff, and then all of a sudden I see them working out in a new gym and all of a sudden doing all of these new things. We have this one girl, Emily, who we just absolutely adore. And she was one of our OG She Said Golf girls. She had never golfed before. And she now is obsessed with spinning classes and was like, I never would have gotten into spinning. And now she's like doing all of these new things. And she said it stemmed from coming to She Said Golf and like starting to get that confidence of doing all of this other new stuff. So I just think, you know, it's that one thing that's all it takes. And I've just seen that happen so much with our group.
I love that. So that's all positive, and I don't mean to go negative, but has there been negative or not maybe everybody embracing, I guess is the right word, outside of this amazing group? Like, is there, you know, clubs or organizations or men who, you know, are like, what are you guys doing?
Men, yeah. We have not had much negativity at all our group internally. I think that, you know, you just kind of find out some of the things that you like or don't like. Some women are really good now. So like some of our clinics don't work for them anymore because they've exceeded, you know, the intro step, which is great. And we're growing with that and starting to offer some other options for them. But yes, the men part, I would say that it's getting a lot better. But one of our reels that really went viral was we were playing at a local course, and within the first half an hour of being there, we got 4 comments from random men that we were so used to. You know, like Julie and I have heard all of that so many times. But one of the girls that we were playing with was new to She Said Golf, and she was like, what? Is this normal? Like, this isn't normal. And we were like, oh no, it is. And she's like, this is why people are uncomfortable coming to play. And you know, the comments were, oh, did your husbands let you out of the house today? I don't have a husband, you know, like awful comment. Another one was, how much did they charge you to play here?
What?
Another one was, are they letting you play 18 or are you only allowed to play 9 holes today?
Oh my gosh.
Like awful comments. And I think Julie and I just let those roll off because we were so used to hearing stuff like that. And the girl we were playing with was like, this is why I would never come golfing.
Oh my gosh. Were these older men? Just curious.
Yes. Yeah. But honestly, I think it's just such a stereotype that even the younger guys like kind of take that type of talk on as well. And then we've had where the men are like, hey, I have a daughter who's 8 and I want her to get involved in golf. So I would love to, like, if you guys are, you know, offer anything for like younger girls. So I think, you know, there is a plethora of comments that we have received. I think that is why we were so adamant on like teaching the rules and keeping pace of play because, you know, we're already going to get the comments
under a microscope. Yes, I've had that happen too at a club course where they want to go in front of my husband and I because they think I'm going to be slow and suck. I'm like, you have no idea how fast I am, to your point. If I'm having a bad day, picking up that ball, I'm moving on. So, and then I think we did let them go in front of us because I didn't want to be, you know, having that pressure the entire time. And they were terrible. I'm like,
they were terrible.
I'm better than
always
you.
Happens. Always happens.
Just assuming I wouldn't be able to hang. So,
yeah, that's definitely frustrating. I think, you know, as our group is 2 years old now. And I just think you do see so many more women at the driving range and, you know, maybe still not as many on the course, which we're really trying to change that. Right. But I do think it's helping a little bit where, you know, the comments are less and less. That is just something. And I think if you're not comfortable, we can hit the ball far and we still get the comments. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, for starting off. Mm-hmm. But I love when I go to the club and there's the foursome of the older 70s, maybe 80s, definitely past 60s year olds golfing. And they're out there all the time. And I'm like, so that's amazing that women at that – and they're decent, right? So it's amazing women at that age started probably when it was really not acceptable. Yes. And here they are. This is something you can do when you're retired and out with your friends or your husband or whatever. So it's
our grandma is 93 years old and she still golfs.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And you know, that you see a lot of stuff too of like women mad because their husbands are going to golf, or you've seen like, you know, oh, now's it, tis the season, ladies. Your husbands are going to be gone for 6 hours on a Saturday and you're stuck with the kids. I look at it opposite. Like, you come to learn how to golf too, so that sure. The next Saturday you could be out
absolutely.
Playing golf with the girls and you guys can switch, or you guys can do your date nights. Like, my sister and I grew up, our family, that was like a thing we did together. Our parents golfed together. So we grew up seeing that and seeing how fun cool. that could be, you know, like going out on a Friday night and going to golf and doing a date night. And I think like trying to change that stigma of like, oh, only the men goes and golfs and then the woman stays home. Like, no, girlfriend, right. come golf with us too and learn how to golf, or go golf with your husband. So really trying to change that narrative as well.
I know. I'm trying to get my teenage daughters into it. And they're like, oh, it looks boring. I'm like, let's go try it. Mini yeah. golfing, sure, is boring after a while. But like, let's yeah. go to the driving range, just hit some balls. So I think I've convinced the younger one to give it another shot. She did it a few years ago. But mm-hmm. it is to get them out. All right. So I have to switch gears a little bit. So you posted on LinkedIn a couple weeks ago a post that totally resonated with me and kind of sticks with these labels that we give people. And mm-hmm. you talked about when you started your career that you were called the marketing girl. Again, I can totally relate. I was totally called the marketing girl. And then you talked about the girl boss label, which same thing, can't stand it. Like, why are you calling me a yeah. girl boss? So why do you think people still use those labels? And then how do you think we flip the script on that so that we're helping the next wave of women and our wave to step up to that?
Yeah. I think that, you know, I say girlfriend a lot. Like, I'll be talking to someone. I'm like, hey, sure. girlfriend. Hey, girl. Like, I do that. And I think that it's friendly. I don't think there's anything wrong with the way you want to speak to somebody. But I think professionally, it can be really detrimental to say words like that. So I remember one of my first jobs, I was consistently called the marketing girl over and over and over again. And it was like the head of the company would loop me in on an email and say, like, our marketing girl will handle this. And I know deep down he's not a bad person and sure. wasn't doing it or saying it to make me feel any sort of way, but it made me feel a sort of way. It made me feel like, I think in this marketing position, I think the position that I had and that I even have now is predominantly women that are in these social media roles. And I think they have been paid very poorly, these positions, because I kind of came up in my career where social was very much a thing and no one would listen to me. I would say, you should start posting on LinkedIn. You need to start building your brand on LinkedIn. And I was saying this like 10 years ago. And some of the insurance agents would look at me and say, well, what's the ROI on that? Why would I spend time doing that? What's the ROI? And I would say the ROI is you're posting consistently, putting stuff out there, that people are getting to know you, again, for free. And when their premiums go up and they're having a bad experience with their agent now, they think, oh, that's right, Joe Smith is always posting. I think he's in insurance. I should reach out to him. And it's so funny because now that's all that's out there. People are posting, doing their personal branding all on LinkedIn. So I think I always took it offensively because, you know, the word girl is someone young, someone that probably doesn't have much experience, someone that probably doesn't know what they're talking about. And I always kind of felt like I do know what I'm talking about. My title is marketing coordinator, marketing executive, the marketing manager. And those titles are there because I started out as a coordinator and now right. I'm an executive and now I'm a manager. It's because I'm going up in the ranks and I'm learning more and I have more to give and I have more experience. And by calling me a marketing girl, you're putting me back down to someone that doesn't have much experience and someone that doesn't know a lot. And I think that's the same thing with the girl boss roles. You know, when we're saying girl boss, it's putting it out there that we're different, that right. we are somehow a different type of boss because we're a woman. And And we're not. We're just the boss. We're just someone that owns the company, that runs the company, that is doing whatever, just as a man is. So I think it's critical that we start, you know, calling ourselves for what we are and who we are. And I know a lot of people don't even go with titles anymore, which I'm kind of the same. I don't really know what people's titles are, but you better not call me a girl. I'll tell you that. But
what happens when they do, or for other people? Do you correct them? Do you say?
I used to. Yeah. I would say I don't get called. I don't get called a marketing girl anymore, but I also work for myself. So maybe some of my clients might say, oh, we have a marketing girl. I don't really know. I do hear them say a lot more often, like we have a marketing team, or we use Anthem to help with our marketing. So I have seen, I don't see it really as much anymore, but I remember when I was called it, I started calling my boss out at the time. I would say, like, please.
You do have to. You can do it in a respectful way and a nice way, but you do. And I even, not that long ago in my career, had somebody, consultant who came in, and he kept referring to the women on my team as girls. Oh, I got to talk to the girls. And I'm like, who are the girls? Are you talking about your grandkids? Like, and I said to him, serious but joking, and he's like, oh, I'm like, they're not girls. They're 30-some-year-old women. Like, so say the team or whoever, but please don't call them girls. And he was like, oh. So it wasn't malicious, right? I don't think it was intentional, but he just wasn't even aware. So
well,
sometimes
until you
just
say
making
it,
aware.
Boys. Like, that's right. Where I think all of a sudden.
Let's call the ops boy.
Yes. Like, all of a sudden, I think when you say that, all of a sudden men are like, oh, yeah, that does sound bad.
It does sound bad.
Yeah. You wouldn't say, oh, the boys that are sitting over there. You just would never. So
you would never say it.
The more we can just change that of like, and you know, people will comment on a post of mine or something and say like, you're such a girl boss. And I don't comment back saying like, don't call me that. But I think if we can just lead the way and you know,
but we've made that almost like a cool thing. There's, you know, merchandise and there's name tags and people, especially I think when women say it, they do think it's a positive thing. Cause again, we've just been programmed to think that that's okay. So I think a lot of times it's never been intentionally to be mean or disrespectful, but it does.
It's the same thing with a girl golfer. Like, no, I'm just a golfer. You know, that said a lot, and that's on merch a lot. Like, oh, this golf girl. What's another one that, well, it's the same with like where it will say like, you know, hit it like a girl or run like a girl,
run like a girl,
all of that kind of stuff. When you put that like a girl, you are diminishing what it actually is. Like, no, you're just a golfer or no, you're just a runner. You're just, you know, you don't have to like verify or, you know, make another word for it. You know, you just are a golfer. It's okay. You don't have to be a girl golfer. You can just, we're not boy golfers.
Right. It sounds so ridiculous when you say boy. We talk about this all day. So I'm going to end this with a rapid fire round. So just first thing that comes to your mind, your favorite post or during golf drink?
Transfusion.
Oh, okay. More intimidating, your first swing or your first business pitch?
Swing.
Walk-up song if you were teeing off at Augusta?
Oh my goodness, that's so good. I have to say Pink Pony Club right now. It's just the best song.
That's so great. Worst golf advice you'd ever heard?
Keep your head down.
And one word to describe what golf means to you now?
Community.
That's perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing She Said Golf. And like I said, I appreciate that you are doing what we talk about is you're getting loud and you're getting lifted with golf in the local community. So if people want to find out more about She Said Golf, Instagram?
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, She Said Golf. Our website is shesaidgolf.com. We keep all of our events on there. You can register right on our website for anything that you see. We're always adding things to the calendar as well. And if you want to reach out, just DM us. That's me on Instagram. So I'll respond. And any way that, you know, you think either yourself wants to get involved or your organization, like we're open to any ways that we can just come together and help each other. We have partnered with Golf Galaxy in Mechanicsburg. They have pros that are so helpful and they have fitted so many of our women for clubs and lessons. So they've been a wonderful resource to us. In any way that you think we could help you or help, you know, a group that you're in, we're open to just making it happen.
Awesome. That's great. And let's give a plug for Anthem Marketing, who I had the opportunity to work with recently too, who does awesome work. So definitely LinkedIn and website for Anthem Marketing, because you clearly know how to build brands. I mean, that's what you've done with She Said Golf. So congrats to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Betsy. Yeah.
So big thanks to Jamie for reminding us what real leadership looks like. It's not just about winning ourselves. It's about making room for more women to get in the game. Jamie's not cheering from the sidelines. She's building a course, handing out the invites, and saying, let's go have fun together. She Said Golf is more than a brand. It's a movement to show up, to try something new, to feel awkward, but to belong anyway. So say yes to the things that challenge you and yes to supporting the women around you. If you're waiting for a sign to try something new, this is it. Grab the club, start the business, take the leap. If you like this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with the women in your foursome. Until next time, keep showing up, keep swinging, and remember, confidence isn't just a vibe, it's a power play. Keep getting loud and lifted.